Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been celebrating left-handedness, but that's not entirely what everybody wants to talk about, although we've had some good discussions. The show is going up, like, super late. Like, it's Monday of the next week, and I apologize. This upcoming batch of shows is all going to be about insomnia and weird sleep schedules and things, and that's kind of my excuse. I'm sorry. It happens. Life and things. But I still want to talk about left-handed stuff. We've looked at left-handed celebrities, left-handed video game characters, like all these, except comics, great left-handed mediums and things. We talked about the different percentages of left-handed people around the world. Excuse me. All these wonderful, wonderful things. And, you know, a lot of people wondered about my left-handed experiences. You know, I said I had some stories. Growing up, I loved being left-handed. I was left-handed, and my sister is left-handed as well, but our parents aren't. My aunt is left-handed, though, so it's in the family. And I'm pretty sure that my youngest, he's about to be 3, but he favors the left hand a lot, so maybe he'll be left-handed as well. That would be awesome. But growing up, I was big into left-handed stuff. There used to be a left-handed magazine, and it came and it opened like manga does. From instead of opening from right to left, it opened from left to right. And I thought that was just amazing and awesome. And it had stories about famous left-handed people and left-handed people doing this and inventing this. And it was really fascinating. I don't know if they still make it. I should probably look into that. I hadn't thought about it in a long time. I also was a big, big person for all the left-handed school supplies, like the spirals with the spiral on the right-hand side, because, I mean, it's bad enough when we write in pencil, because pencil is my preferred writing utensil. Like, I love writing in pencil. You get that graphite, charcoal grossness all along your pinky and the side of your hand. Well, in a normal notebook, spiral notebook, you get the indention of the spirals in there too, and so it's just a double whammy, and it sucks. I'm not gonna lie, it really, really sucks. So I had all of those things. Left-handed scissors, which surprisingly are harder to find now than I think they were back then. I guess the big boom of that episode of The Simpsons kind of helped out a lot of things. And yeah, it was a really awesome time. I had a few teachers who were born left-handed but had to switch to right-handed, like we talked about. And so they were totally cool with everything and, you know, really understood the plight, as it were. The first time I really remember, like, being mad about being left-handed, like, oh, I can't do this, was going to college. And back in, I went my first semester, freshman year of college, at Texas Tech University. And I walk into the big auditorium. You know, I was one of the first people there because I wanted to kind of get the feel of the place, figure out where things were. And I noticed in this giant lecture hall that held 300 people, there was like 8 left-handed desks in the whole thing. Okay. Those of you doing math, keeping up at home, 10% of 300 is 30. It is not 8. That is like 4%? I don't know, something like math. It's a lot less than 10%. So I was devastated and heartbroken, really. I was sad. I was like, wow, this is the thing. Because, you know, there's those little desks that the side folds up and over. And so they're small enough as it is. But if it's for right-handed people, all of a sudden, I'm leaning over, halfway hanging out of my seat, not being able, you know, get a crick in my neck, turning to look at the board or the projector or whatever it was. And yeah, it was just really, really disheartening. And to this day, like, I went back to school later. I left and went back to school later, and it was the same problem. You know, it's really not that hard. You just move some screws around, and it's a left-handed desk. I don't know why they don't do that more, but I, you know, as we established, like, a lot of left-hand people are smarter and more creative, so we're going to be in college and doing things and switch the desk around. But, you know, it is what it is. Later in life, like recently and stuff, I've ran into a weird thing. I think I mentioned it earlier in the week that my percentage of left-handed friends is insane. If you remember last year when we did the Boston shows and the Hall of Fame shows, it was because a group of friends and I went to New York and Boston, and there were six of us that went. Okay, so statistically, maybe one of us is left-handed, maybe, but four of us were left-handed. Four out of six, it's 66%. And that's kind of true across the board of my friends. There's a lot of left-handed people in it. I guess greatness attracts greatness. I don't know. And so that's something that's cool. Something that when somebody new comes into the group, you know, they're everybody shocked that there's this many left-handed people, because it's always, oh yeah, my second cousin's left-handed, or oh yeah, I met somebody one time at camp that was left-handed. No, there's more of us out there than that. But when you get, you know, half a dozen of us in a room together out of a dozen people, 20 or 20 people, you know, it's pretty impressive. And if I do say so myself, we are pretty awesome. Left-handedness has never been something I have been, ashamed. Like I said, the college thing was sad, but I don't think I was ashamed to be left-handed. More angry at the establishment. Darn the man, save the empire. To steal a quote from Empire Records. But, you know, I've always enjoyed it and been proud of it. I hate when people use it as a crutch, though. In this new job, you know, there's a lot of physical stuff and doing things, and out of 16 of us, I think there was three of us, at least two of us, maybe three of us that were left-handed. But one of the guys, he kept saying, oh, I can't do that, I'm left-handed. Oh, I can't do that, I'm left-handed. So I'd walk over there and pop and do it and be like, no, I'm left-handed too. I'm not going to use it as an excuse. If anything, it's going to be like, hey, that thing is completely made for right-handed people. I'm left-handed, I did it, so I'm better. Which is kind of a jerk way to do things, but, you know, people are jerks to left-handed people, so why not? But, yeah, so that's been kind of the lifelong struggle with being left-handed. And, like I say, if you're out there and you're left-handed, celebrate it. Be happy. Be proud. Lefties, woohoo! Yeah, let me know. You know, do you have any cool left-handed stories? Are all your friends left-handed? Are you right-handed and all your friends are left-handed? Let us know. You can let us know on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're everywhere. Just look for The Night Nerd. Make sure you hit that little subscribe button. That way you get all the shows, not just me here, but DC Animated Adventures and blah, blah, comics, blah, blah, curse words. Email me if you want to have a longer conversation, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to all of those. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Sorry for the delay. We'll see you all next time. And all your left-handed kisses were just prelude to another, prelude to your bed.